You're listening to Sportcology with Olympian Jungle Jim Hunter. Well, it's now time for the Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist, Chris Reed. Chris, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's been a fantastic year. I don't know why, but 2013 seemed to go by so fast. And I love looking at data. One of the things that I love about Sportcology is it's the study and science of things. And I want to get your information on the Canadian social media statistics for 2013. Tell us what they are and how they work and what we learn from them. Let's start with what they are.
Well, social media in Canada is very prevalent because, I mean, Canadians are early adopters, as they call it, of the internet. So we're more than it, most other countries, we're likely to use and learn about the internet. In fact, we rank the top three in the world on online engagement. So that's significant.
Wow.
It's something that sponsors really need to look at in developing an inventory for their programs with properties.
Wow. Is there a reason why Canadians are so into it, or is it, who's number one and two? I want to be number one.
You know what? I'm not sure who's number one. I've been so focused on Canada, but I'm sure it's a European country.
Yeah.
40% of Canada has embraced Facebook or Twitter by as early as 2010.
Wow.
And by 2012, almost half of the population of Canada had joined some social media site.
That's amazing. So it's very important. What have we learned from this year's stats?
Well, the top three Canadian social networking sites are, as you would expect, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And of the three, LinkedIn had the most significant growth during the end of 2012, so based on unique total visitors.
Now, are people using these effectively? Do you have an example of somebody that's used it effectively and has made it work in a sponsorship category?
Well, there's many examples of partners that have used it well, and it's the ones that you typically see out there. You know, the beverage category with Molson and Coke, and you see it with chips on people trying to come up with a new chip recipe, and it's online, so there's lots of activity going out there, and everybody's watching it to try and get best practices from another industry and utilize it in their own.
You're listening to The Business in Sport with Partnership Group Sponsorship Specialist Chris Reed. Let's talk about that chip thing. Did it work? Because, I mean, I must admit, I got sucked into it. I went along with it and participated and played just because I thought, well, this is interesting. It's different. It's unique. And I, you know, if I'm like a lot of other people, I think there must have been a lot of people that did it just out of curiosity.
No, and I think I haven't seen the actual numbers yet, but I know that the sponsor would be very happy with how that went through and the activation and engagement that they got.
What does this tell us, Chris, when you look at these stats and you look at the numbers? What does this tell us that we should be doing if we're in the sponsorship game?
Well, like we talked last show that I was on, we talked about really becoming familiar with this as a medium and how you can utilize it, whether you're an event or a property, you know, in a physical arena or a municipality, just on how you can best utilize this.
Mm-hmm.
And to do that, it comes, you know, some learning. So either hire somebody that's an expert in this space, because it's quickly changing, and it's not just about having the key here, what people forget, and it's similar to activation and sponsorships, but it's key to have not just somebody that knows what they're doing, but somebody that will be able to manage it moving forward, because people will tune it out if they realize that there isn't any engagement two ways. And you need to have that capacity to be able to answer questions, to update, and so forth. And too many people get into the game and not realize that there's that maintenance element that needs to be ongoing.
We're speaking to Chris Reed. He's a sponsorship specialist with the Partnership Group. We're talking about the Canadian social media statistics of 2013. Chris, let's take this a little bit further. Are there some real important rules or directions that we should take when we think about these things and how we you know, you've mentioned that you should have somebody there that knows what they're doing and somebody that can continue to carry it on and follow it through. Are there some faux pas, some mistakes that you can make? Like I know I'm on LinkedIn and I have literally thousands of people that are on my network, but I must admit that I don't think I use it very well and I don't think I do it very well. Are there faux pas that you can make that can really hurt you in the end when it comes to sponsorship?
Well, being involved in an area that you're not familiar with, and as I say, having outdated elements to it. I mean, LinkedIn you mentioned, which is such a fast growing area in this space. I mean, they have over 200 million members worldwide now. They hit that milestone last year, and it's not just about sort of having friends and what have you. It's a truly networking site for businesses and for events to use properly. So it's something that isn't going to go away anytime soon.
No.
And the more you can learn about that, the better. And lead generation is probably LinkedIn is seen as the best social networking site for lead generation as well. So it's not just social.
It's amazing. There's so much to learn here that you almost need to have an education on it before you start playing with it, isn't it?
Yes, and you shouldn't be in that space unless you are somewhat savvy about it, because it can backfire on you and people will sort of tune it out. But if you are good at it and you are putting in you know, good information, good content, engaging content, people will promote it for you, and that will drive numbers for you, which if you're selling space in that area as a property to a sponsor, I mean, that those impressions are going to increase the value of that space for you.
Absolutely, absolutely. What are we going to talk about next time, and where can people get more information if they need to get a hold of you?
Well, if they need to get a hold of me, it's partnershipgroup.ca is our corporate website, and it's a listing of all of our team of consultants, and also has industry information on there. And as far as next time, we were talking about tactics to measure and improve your Facebook results, which people are always looking at from a sponsorship standpoint.
Beautiful. Chris Reed, this has been the Business in Sport with the Partnership Group, and we've been talking to the sponsorship specialist, Chris Reed. Thanks, Chris. See you next time.
Thanks for having me.
I want to thank my guests, my sponsors, and of course the radio station that carries this program. You miss any portion of the show, go to junglegym.ca. If you have any comments, suggestions, or ideas, write me at excellence@sportcology.com. Programs produced at the Sportcology Institute are designed to motivate, educate, and communicate excellence in life by giving the Olympic and Paralympic community a voice. And last, we want to thank you for listening to